Good morning. Kalman filtering is probably one of the most oldest but still widely used approach to in tracking and state estimation and control. And the problem we meet here is associated with noise that cannot always be wide Gaussian. It can have outliers in industrial applications or become heavy tailed, so that the Kalman filter often produces large errors. In this presentation, I am going to show that there is an alternative approach that is based on the finite impulse response filtering. The filter I am going to present doesn't require any knowledge about noise and initial conditions, and the effect is achieved by averaging, in contrast to the Kalman filter that is a recursive procedure. We will first discuss the theory in this part, and I will give finally several important but mostly simple applications for two filters. So what can we solve if we have in our archive some database of some points starting from, well, starting from the initial one and up to the present point? We can apply the averaging procedure and provide filtering with P step, P shift zero, smoothing with P, well, negative. It's much easier for me. With P negative and with P positive, we can predict the future behavior of the model. The finite impulse response estimator can be designed in either in the batch form or in the iterative Kalman-like form. The details you can find in this book. But by changing a variable, we can also solve the problems of predictive FIR filtering or smoothing FIR filtering. What is the difference between the classical Kalman filter and the FIR filter? If you need to track some behavior of this, this line, for example, and we know everything, the initial conditions and noise exactly, then the Kalman filter starts with some initial points and step by step goes ahead, producing at each new step the estimate that is very closely related to the tracking performance, because we know almost everything here. In contrast, the FIR filter that is in its unbiased version does not need any noise and the initial conditions. It starts with some unknown points and step by step on the averaging horizon of n optimal points goes to the last point, and that is also very closely related to the actual value. And actually, the Kalman estimate and the FIR estimates are very closely related. If we observe the history of the Kalman filter, and that we will find that after the original work of Kalman and Kalman BC, the Kalman filter has passed over very many modifications related to applications of the Kalman filter to the problems with non-Gaussian white noise, with for systems with non-linearities, for large matrices, and many other applied problems, so that we finally find that Kalman filter is a part of the estimation theory and optimal control. In the Kalman-like form, we meet only three results, most important results in the FIR area. The paper by Conant and his followers, and also the same, almost the same authors, related to the modification of the Kalman structure to be FIR, and also they designed the FIR, iterative FIR algorithm that has the Kalman structure for deterministic models, and my own paper that was recently published. Let's start with the model. If you have the state space model in its usual form, but as related to the real-time problem, not to the predictive problem, and all the matrices, all the vectors can be described in state space correctly, and if we allow this model two vectors, the vector of the system noise and the vector of the observation noise, to have any covariance matrices, so noise to have any distribution and covariance, then we can apply the standard convolution batch form to provide the output and arrive at the final result. So the problem formulates as follows. If you have the model, we would like to design a general P shift, and we would like to this estimator to be of the Kalman-like form, with to solve the problems of filtering P0, prediction P-positive, and smoothing P-negative of discrete time variant state-space models with no requirements for noise and initial conditions. But the estimator must be unbiased. That is exactly necessary to track the behavior with a minimum shift. Let's return back to the model. If you have this model that it translate or predicts the behavior from the n minus 1.1 step back to the present one, but if we apply the FAR approach, that we need much more points in the model. So we need to consider the expanded model starting from some past point to the present one, so the state space model needs to be modified to somehow to involve all the spines in the algorithm. That can be done if you consider the original model, then use the forward in time solution. So if you consider step by step, back down to the first point, all the equations, and then combine to the expanding state space model, we will finally arrive at this form in which all the vectors and matrices are determined now. So we have the state vectors that involves the original vectors starting from the initial point up to the present one, the same for measurement and the same for noise. And we also have all the matrices inside described on the averaging horizon of n points. If we also introduce some additional matrices here, we will be in need to describe in a more correct way the only matrix B, and then use the combinations of the matrix presentations to describe the model finally. In the batch form, the unbiased FIR estimator can be derived if we assign now some estimation matrix H that actually is a gain matrix for our measurement that works on the horizon from the point N up to the present point. And if you substitute Y with its state space representation and then consider this equation in which X with tilde represents the estimate at the point N plus P, in which if P takes positive, we have prediction. With P0, it's real-time filtering, and with P negative, it's smoothing. And if we further apply the unbiasedness conditions, that is a principal point here, because we would like the filter to be unbiased, so that if we apply this condition and then provide the averaging, then we finally arrive at the very simple relations. That means that the mean value of our estimate is equal to some H matrix with C that is a modified or expanded matrix of the measurement equation, and XM represents the state in the initial point that relates to the far past point M on the averaging horizon of N points. We also need to describe correctly the average that in case of P-shift estimate relates, attends this form, where A represents the product of all the system matrices starting from the initial one up to the present one at the point N. And if we equate two results in accordance with the unbiasedness condition, we finally arrive at this relation. The solution gives us the unbiased gain, in which case we have all the properties of the state space model, except that we lost information about noise and the initial conditions. Now we arrive at the first theorem. Given A and 2, the first and the second equations, the state space model with zero mean mutually uncorrelated and independent noise components, having arbitrary distributions and non-covariance functions, then filter in P0, P lag smooth in P negative, and P step prediction P positive, can be provided at N plus P using data taken from M up to N by the batch FIR and by that estimator as follows. So we have now the first result that involves all the information about the state space model, but we lost noise and initial conditions. Why we have admitted this? Because there is a very important difference in the Kalman filter, that is a recursive filter, with the FIR filter that works on this very large number of the points. You know that white Gaussian noise is reduced by the factor of n, the variance of the noise is reduced by the factor of n. So if you provide the unbiased filter in a tracking, we automatically in the FIR filter reduce the variance of the noise. But the problem with this the problem with this equation that still has a number of matrices is that, first let's consider the advantages and disadvantages and then about the problem. So in the time-varying Kalman-like estimator ignoring noise and initial conditions, we have the following advantages. It ignores noise. There is no noise, no conditions. That, all, of course, has very strong engineering features. On the other hand, when n, a number of the points, appears to be large, the estimator converges to optimal one with n positive. But also it has a very important disadvantage. That actually is a computational problem. When we deal with very large matrices of very large dimensions, that we instantly encounter the problem of slow computation. The following theorem suggests a very efficient Kalman-like form for this estimator. If you have the unbiased filter with the structure FIR, then the Kalman-like form of this estimator has the following representation. It is a Kalman filter, actually, in which this part represents the Kalman gain, free of noise and the initial conditions, and all the matrices are described. The only difference exists that the Kalman does not depend on shift. It suggests us to use three different algorithms for filtering, prediction, and smoothing. In this case, we have a unified algorithm. We can use it when we just select P properly. In the case, we need to use all the database in our archive in case of the noise is non-stationary or noise is non-stationary, then we can use the full horizon Kalman algorithm. That is, doesn't require the horizon, it works with all the points, so it has much more attractive engineering features. What's more important, for every FIR filter, we can also form in a very simple way the bound that shows how the filter what is the error of the filter along time. And this bound can be produced from the noise power gain and has the form of the 3 sigma noise bound. This picture shows the convergence of the optimal FIR filter and the unbiased one, so that one can see that when n appears to be more than 30, there is almost no difference between two filters, and the our supposition to drop apart noise and initial conditions appears to be correct for practical applications. Now let's consider several examples. In this two-state model with uncertainty, temporal uncertainty in this term inside, we generate the process and apply the Kalman standard Kalman filter and the newly introduced FIR Kalman-like. What can we see? There is a measurement, the behavior, the time-varying behavior of the model with uncertainty, and two filters demonstrate different behavior in the time-invariant case. The most important difference between the Kalman filter and FIR1 that the FIR1 produces a bit larger excursion than the shorter transient. In contrast, the Kalman filter has a shorter excursion but larger transient. But in the time variant case, both filter goes along almost the same trajectory, so that the difference between two filters is much more informative. We have the same effect, a bit larger excursion but shorter transient and in the FIR filter, but the Kalman filter has a bit larger transient but shorter excursion. The same for the second state. Let's now assume that we cannot describe correctly the model. That is a typical for applications. For example, I don't know how to describe correctly the noise in the velocity of the moving object or in the acceleration. If you admit some errors in the noise description for the Kalman filter and for the FIR filter, that the result will be like here, and that is a very well reproducible result. The Kalman filter instantly demonstrates large excursion. It's kind of instability in the filter, whereas the FIR filter is insensitive to noise. We do not use noise description in the algorithm. And this is for the time variant case. Several words about prediction. If we do the same for the model that is temporally uncertainty during some time interval and compare two filters, that it turns out that the Kalman filter and the FIR filter produce almost the same prediction with a very small difference. The FIR filter has a bit lower arrow, it follows from a comparison of the red and black arrows. But if we admit some arrows in the covariance matrix description, the Kalman filter produces much larger arrow, especially in this case when the behavior is opposite in contrast to the real behavior. Let's induce now several outliers in the white Gaussian noise and again applying two filters. In the specific positions, I have seven outliers here. From one side, two outliers in the same up the real behavior and down the real behavior. So let's consider how two filters react to the outliers. With the noise admitted in the description of for the Kalman filter or the covariance matrix, we realize that the Kalman filter again produces very large excursion, in contrast to the Kalman-like one that has lower excursions. And for the second state, the result is more impressive. There is almost no sensitivity in the FIR filter to outliers, but the Kalman filter still produces large excursions. So that what can we say about this result? The Kalman-like unbiased FIR estimator ignoring noise and initial conditions is really a nice tool for near-optimal estimation and denoising and applications for tracking state estimation and for the control problems. The estimator can outperform the Kalman filter if noise and initial conditions are not known exactly. So if you do not know noise and if you have problems in noise description, just try to use this filter and you realize that it can provide better result in the output. Both the system and measurement noise components need to be filtered out. There are several problems that we need to filter out both noise components from the state-space model. In this case, the FIR filter is more preferable. Models are measured in the non-Gaussian, heavy-tailed or Gaussian with outliers noise environment. In this case, again, averaging procedure is more preferable. And the models have temporally uncertainties. The payment of about n times larger computation time required by the averaging procedure will not be necessary if we design the filter in parallel computer. For every new point, we just need to provide in parallel the computation of the next step, so that with modern computers, it is not the problem. So that's all. Thank you very much.
questions for the speaker?
Maybe I missed something, but you said it's near optimal, right?
No, it's some bias. The filter is optimal in the minimum bias sense.
Minimum bias sense.
So it is an unbiased filter.
Yes, but what about the MSE, the mean square error? I mean, the Kalman filter is an LMMSE estimator, and if
yes.
It's Gaussian, it's an MMSE.
Yes. This filter is not recursive. It is an iterative filter. So it is a FIR structure, finite impulse response, in which case we have no feedback.
No, but that's not my question. My question is, what is the performance guarantee? Is there any theoretical performance guarantee that is optimal in some sense?
Well, I have not included this part in this presentation because of limited time, but there is a certain error description. There is an error equation to calculate the final error of the output for each state. It, what's more, we can use the bound in the three sigma sense and limit the error in this estimator. So, but a comparison with the Kalman filter shows that they have almost the same performance in the ideal academic case. If you know everything about the model, absolutely everything, the two filters provide almost the same result.
Excuse me, the other person wants to speak.
The standard Kalman filter, in my understanding, is like, say if we are talking about filtering problem, given the whole past, all data from the infinite past, that's the linear minimum variance estimator.
Mm-hmm.
So can we interpret your filter in a way that not the whole past, just a finite amount of past?
Well, the filter actually is a finite impulse response, so it works with a finite number of the points in the past, not with all the past.
Yeah,
in contrast to the Kalman filter, that is infinite impulse response.
No, that's what I am trying to get at. Can you interpret your filter as a optimal filter, linear minimum variance filter, given a finite past, not the infinite past?
Well, this presentation relates to the unbiased finite impulse response filter, Kalman-like unbiased. There is another filter that is optimal in the minimum mean square error sense, so that it is almost the same like the Kalman filter or in the minimum likelihood function. So it is the same, but this presentation relates to the unbiased filter. I have no material to comment now. Okay. You can find it in my book, but it takes time.
Okay.
What can I say? In the case of the optimal filter, we need to solve the Riccati equation as well. But on the averaging horizon, of much larger number of the points.
Any more questions?
Yes. Hi. Do you think it can be easily extended to non-linear extensions like extended Kalman filter?
Yes, of course. Yes, exactly. Yes, of course. You just must apply the standard extended Kalman filter approach to use this filter and apply it to non-linear problems. No problem at all.
Any more questions? Have you applied this to GPS signals, real signals, to see whether you have any?
My book is devoted to GPS-based optimal FIR filter and clock models. I'm dealing not with positioning, but with accurate time. For the accurate time, the filter was designed exactly. And then it has appeared that the structure has a more general application. So the roots of the skill filter exactly in the GPS applications.
I mean, do you get any gain, any significant gain when you apply this filter?
For
GPS signals?
For GPS signals, but for timing signals.
Time.
Okay. Time signals, not positioning.
And do you get any gain for that? Significant gain over existing methods?
Well, yes. Originally, we used the Kalman filter, but the problem with the Kalman is the usual problem. If you don't know noise correctly, if you admit errors in the noise covariance matrix by the factor of 2, 3, or any other factor, we must expect for large errors. And we had these errors in our experimental investigations with applications to GPS. So finally, I started to find some new result and arrived at this solution.
Any more questions? So unfortunately, the speaker of the third presentation is missing. Oh, you're here. Oh, you just checked in then. Okay.